From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Colorado prosecutors have formally charged former doctoral student James Holmes with 142 counts, including murder, attempted murder, and possession of explosives in connection with the Aurora massacre nearly 2 weeks ago. Holmes appeared in court today, reportedly looking as dazed as he did in his first court hearing last week. In Syria, fighting continues with battles raging on several fronts, including Syria's largest city of Aleppo. The Syrian crisis is dominating Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's diplomatic mission in the Middle East this week. He kicked off the trip in Tunisia, which inspired the Arab uprising. Panetta is also trying to allay concerns about the U.S.'s response to Iran's nuclear program. He says so far, economic pressure is working.
These sanctions are having a serious impact in terms of the economy in Iran.
But Israel argues the sanctions have failed because they have not stopped Iran's nuclear program. Well, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says if elected, he will stand with Israel on matters of security and the economy. He told Jewish supporters in Jerusalem today that their culture is part of the reason the Israeli economy is stronger than the Palestinian economy. Well, Palestinian officials called Romney's comments racist. More on that from Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Romney told a group of wealthy supporters that Israel's GDP per capita is dramatically higher than the Palestinian GDP per capita. He said Israel's accomplishments are due to its culture and entrepreneurial business spirit, Jewish survival throughout history, and also due to God. Saeb Erekat, an aide to the Palestinian president, called Romney's comments insensitive. He said Palestinians can't realize their economic potential because of Israeli restrictions. Today's breakfast fundraiser in Jerusalem netted more than $1 million for Romney's campaign, part of an effort to woo American Jewish voters. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
Romney was also in Poland, the third and final leg of his tour to build up his foreign policy credentials. He picked up the leader's endorsement. On to the Olympics in men's gymnastics. Not the Americans' finest moment. They watched China win its second straight Olympic title while Japan came away with silver and Britain the bronze, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Top U.S. gymnasts suffered a few falls, and that really doomed their chances. John Orozco had a brutal wipeout on the vault. Danel Leyva fell off the horse. A lot of problems all around. There were moments of glory, which perhaps some of these athletes can build on, in the individual competitions, of which Leyva and Orozco are qualified. But the U.S. comes in fifth on not their best day.
NPR's Mike Pesca reporting at last check on Wall Street. The Dow is down 6 points at 13,069. You're listening to NPR News. Three members of an all-female punk band are on trial in Russia over a protest staged in one of Moscow's main Orthodox cathedrals. We have details from NPR's Corey Flintoff.
The three members of a band called Pussy Riot could face as much as 7 years in prison for this, an unauthorized performance at Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral. The song calls on the Virgin Mary to deliver Russia from Vladimir Putin, who was then running for president. The defendants deny that their act was motivated by religious hatred. They say they were protesting the support given to Putin by the church leader, the patriarch Kirill. The trial of the three young women is widely seen as a test of how strongly President Putin intends to crack down on dissidents. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
If you drive a Santa Fe SUV or a Sonata sedan, it may be subject to a recall because of defective airbags. Hyundai Motor Company is focusing on SUVs from 2007 through 2009, and the sedans are 2012-2013 model years. The recall covers more than 200,000 Hyundai models in the United States and Canada. Well, two tech giants are taking their fight to federal court today over smartphone and computer tablet markets. Apple suing Samsung Electronics for allegedly marketing unauthorized knockoffs of Apple's products. U.S. stocks trading lower today with the Dow off 6 points at last glance at 13,070, NASDAQ down 11, and the S&P 500 down slightly. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.